Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
This is a true crime in real time update. The latest on the biggest cases we're following at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Record beginning with the state, please.
Danielle Pinnell.
William J.
The state.
On behalf of the defense.
Alicia Smith. Beth Borden.
Peter Mills. Alex Johnson.
Ms. Walker might be via.
We have an online presence named Stephanie. Is that a representative from the survivor family?
Yes, Your Honor.
The court has admitted an online presence, Stephanie. Also admitting Chris Walker. Thank you. Court has received two plea forms, one for each of the cases, CF-1293-2024, CF-632. The court has also received an addendum to the plea form. Ms. Borden, Ms. Smith, do you wish to walk me through the terms of the agreement?
Yes, Judge. In exchange, Mr. Stearns will be entering a plea in the 693 case, the counts 1 through 20. The state will be up to counts on null process 21 through 60. The center might concurrently with the 1293 case and adjudication appeal SCE live concurrent, and then additionally as they're on clear.
Thank you. And state as to the addendum. I'm going to ask the folks that have joined us remotely to please mute their microphones. State any special considerations in the addendum to the plea form?
No, Your Honor, we are just incorporating the plea addendum into the plea.
State of Florida filed a notice of intent to seek the penalty of death. That was on June 7th, 2024. Is the state formally going to be withdrawing that notice of intent to seek the penalty of death?
After the acceptance of the plea and pronouncement of sentence.
Thank you. Should that announcement be made by the state of Florida, the proposed sentence will be the maximum sentence allowed by law. Mr. Stearns, I'm going to place you under oath.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you are about to enter into this case to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
I have two plea forms in my hand. One document looks like this. Second document looks like this. They're each plea forms for your respective cases. They each have a signature. That signature is the same on both plea documents. That signature is next to my finger. Can you tell me if that is your signature?
It's hard to tell from here.
Deputy, will you provide these forms?
Yes, Your Honor. To the defendant.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. What your signature and a set of initials after each of the 26 paragraphs on each document, those initials being SS, tell me is that you have had an opportunity to read these documents. Do you have any difficulty reading and writing the English language?
I have no difficulty.
And your signature indicates that you are aware of each of the 26 paragraphs and all of the terms and conditions of these two documents. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I have a secondary document. It is an addendum to the plea form. That document is 4 pages long. It appears to have the same initials on the bottom of each of the pages, as well as a signature at the conclusion the case along with your attorney, Ms. Borden and Ms. Smith. I'm going to ask the deputies to please provide this document to you, and I'm going to ask you to verify that this is your signature.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, it is.
What's your your signature on this document tells me is that you have had an opportunity to read this document, go over it with your attorneys, and you understand the 13 additional conditions of your plea agreement. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Each of the plea form goes over what your trial rights would be. In 2024 CF1293, you were charged with the allegation of first-degree premeditated murder. In 2024 CF632, you are charged with 60 counts, the first 9 counts being sexual battery with a child 12 to 18 years of age, counts 10 through 13 being sexual battery with a child 12 to 18 years of age, counts 14 through 20 being lewd or lascivious molestation, counts 21 through 60 being unlawful possession of materials depicting sexual performance by a child, 10 or more images.
Your Honor, counts 1 through 8 are sexual battery on a child under 12.
My apologies. Counts 1 through 8 are capital sexual battery on a child under 12. The plea form contemplates in 2024 CF1293, one count of murder, first degree, capital offense. Plea form on 24 CF632 contemplates counts 1 through 8, 9 through 13, 14 through 20. With the representation that the state of Florida is withdrawing their notice of intention to seek the penalty of death upon acceptance of this plea, the maximum potential sentence on 24 CF1293 would be life in prison without possibility of parole. Has the maximum sentence been explained to you?
Yes, Your Honor.
And in 24 CF632, counts 1 through 8, the maximum potential sentence would be a mandatory sentence of life in prison without possibility of parole. 9 through 13 would, and 14 through 20 would be first-degree felony allegations with a maximum potential sentence of up to life in prison. You understand those maximum potential sentences on that case?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you understand that you have a right to have a jury trial as to each of these allegations? And at the jury trial, the state of Florida would have to prove those allegations against you beyond and to the exclusion of every reasonable doubt. At that trial, your attorneys would be with you. They are experienced, board-certified criminal expert trial attorneys. They would be cross-examining witnesses, examining the evidence against you. You would have a right to present your own witnesses and your own evidence. If you had witnesses that did not want to come to court, you could have asked me to make them come to court with a subpoena. You could have spoke at your trial, or you could have exercised your right to remain silent and not spoken. That would have been your decision after you talked those decisions over with your attorneys. And your jury would have been instructed not to consider your decision to remain silent in any way in rendering a verdict. You would have had a right to have your trial recorded and appeal any errors that occurred in the process. Do you understand you are giving up all of your trial rights if the court accepts this plea? Because I will be imposing the sentence that you have agreed with the state of Florida to be imposed upon you, and we will not be having a trial on any of these matters. Do you understand those things?
I understand.
And, Your Honor, just for record purposes, counts 9 through 13 are first-degree felonies punishable by life, as the court indicated. Count 14 through 20 are actually life felonies.
These are life felonies with a minimum mandatory of 25 years. Is life a required sentence, or would that be a punishable by life offense?
It's a life, punishable by life offense. I just wanted the record to be clear. This court indicated first degree felonies, punishable by life. I just wanted the record to be clear that 14 through 20 are life felonies with 25-year minimum mandatories.
So the plea form indicates that these are first-degree felonies. These are actually either capital offenses or punishable by life offenses. Do you understand that, Mr. Stearns?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is anyone forcing you or pressuring you into make the decision to resolve your case this way?
No, Your Honor.
Has anyone made you any other promises other than what has been presented to you as the agreed-upon sentence?
No, Your Honor.
Are you under the influence of any alcohol, drugs, or mental issues that cause you not to understand the decision that you are making?
I am not.
Do you understand if you are not a United States citizen that entry of this plea would subject you to deportation proceedings?
Yes.
And if you ever before had been convicted of a sexually violent or a sexually motivated offense, entry of this plea would have subjected you to involuntary civil commitment at the conclusion of any incarcerative sentence. Do you understand that's the state of Florida law?
Yes.
Ms. Smith, do you have any competency concerns regarding Mr. Stearns' fitness to accept this plea agreement?
No, Judge.
Ms. Borden?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Stearns, based on your responses to the court, based on your indicating that you have reviewed this decision with your attorneys based on your initialing of the plea form and your acknowledgement that you understand all the terms and conditions, rights and obligations on these plea forms, including the addendum, the court is going to make a determination that you are alert, that you have had an opportunity to discuss this with your attorneys, that you are making this decision freely and voluntarily and without coercion. The court accepts your plea. The court has had discussion with the parties regarding the plea of no contest as to 24 CF1293, the first degree premeditated murder of Madeline Soto. Mr. Stearns, how do you plea to first degree premeditated murder in 24 CF1293?
No contest.
And as to counts 1 through 8, capital sexual battery of Madeline Soto while she was under the age of 12. Counts 9 through 13, sexual battery of Madeline Soto between the ages of 12 and 18. And counts 14 through 20, lewd or lascivious molestation. How do you plead?
Guilty.
Prior to sentencing, does the state care to offer any victim impact testimony?
Your Honor, the first will be a written statement from Madeline's maternal grandmother. Yolanda Zambrano. Today I stand before you with a broken soul. I am Madeline's grandmother, but to her I was not grandma. Madeline always called me mama. She decided that since she was little. And that's how I felt with her, like a second mother who loved her with all my heart. Madeline was a happy little girl. She loved going shopping with me. That excited her so much that it felt like everything around us turned into color. I remember her face lighting up when we went to the stores. Holding hands, laughing together in those moments, we connected, and I felt like she knew she was loved, protected, and valued. At night, we loved to play. It was in those moments, just before bed, that she laughed the most. Sometimes it's hard for me to close my eyes because I still hear her laughter. It was free, sweet, and sincere laugh. a sound I will never forget as long as I live. But that laughter was silenced by a horrific act, the very man who betrayed her trust, her innocence, her body. And if that wasn't enough damage, he took her life. And with her, he killed a piece of our souls. Since then, life has never been the same. Our family is empty and broken. There are days when the pain is so great that I feel like I'm drowning. And every time I think of everything she could have been, everything that was stolen from her, it hurts even more. Because Maddie wasn't just a victim. She was a little girl with a beautiful future, with a unique light, with so much love to give and receive. Today I am here because Maddie can no longer speak, but I can as her grandmother. As someone who loved her, with all that I am, I come to ask for justice for her memory, for everything she lived through and should never have lived through. Justice so that no one else has to go through such a horror. I will never forget Maddie, her voice, her laughter, her eyes, her dreams. All of that lives in me, and so it will live forever. My beautiful girl, one day we will be reunited and we will never be separated again. I love you with all my heart. Thank you for listening to me with deep pain and eternal love.
This is a statement from Angelica Negro Guerrero. My name is Angelica Negro Guerrero. I lived with Maddie and Jennifer in the same house for about 2.5 years. Today, I take the liberty of expressing myself not just as a roommate, but as part of the family, as Maddie told me several times. How can I explain how this tragedy has impacted my life? There are so many emotions. I am an immigrant, and I have lived in this country for 4 years. I left my country, Venezuela, alone with just a suitcase in my hand in search of a better future. Venezuela has been going through the worst moment in history, ruined by people blinded by power and money, people who have stolen the future of so many. I've always been against injustice, abuse, corruption, and evil in general. I couldn't picture myself living in a country where I had to witness every single day how a small corrupt group destroyed countless families and the beauty of my nation. And that's exactly why it has been so devastating for me to experience something so tragic, so close to me after coming here with a hope for a better life. I ended up living under the same roof with a man who took a life of a 13-year-old girl, and with that shattered an entire family. What is the point of having dreams, plans, and opportunities if there is no life? If there is so much evil in the world? How can I explain what I felt and how this has affected me, especially considering that this same man took nude photos of my body without my consent, violating my privacy? I felt invaded, outraged, degraded, anguished, and absolutely shattered. I constantly think that my life was in danger too. I could have died. I am also a victim. And the only reason I'm here to write this is because God is great and I know I'm under his protection. This has affected my emotional, physical, and financial stability. I haven't been able to live with strangers ever again. Right now, I rent an apartment by myself. I pay it with all my effort just to feel safe and at peace. If I already had trouble trusting people before, now it's even harder. I can't imagine even handling a neighbor too close because it gives me anxiety. I tried to get psychological help to move forward, but this is something that will forever remain in my memory and continue to affect me deeply. To this day, I wish I could wake up and realize none of this ever happened, that this was just a nightmare. I wish I could still be spending time with Maddie, making her arepas with cheese and butter like she loved, and practicing our languages together. Me learning English and her learning Spanish. I'll never forget the words she always told Jennifer. Mommy, I would love to learn Spanish so I can talk a lot with Angelica. I think about all the time and I wish it had been me who spoke English fluently back then. Maybe she would have opened up to me about the hell she was going through with that horrible man. I want justice for Madeline and for all the girls and women who have lived through something similar. I want him to pay for all the pain he caused her and the beautiful family I love with all my heart. I send all my love to the sky to Madeline so her soul may find peace. Angelica.
Thank you.
This is from Zamina Zambrano, a cousin to Maddie Soto. To the Honorable Court, we write this letter with broken hearts still aching from the devastating loss of our beloved Maddie Soto. The pain of losing her is something no family should ever have to endure. But the nature of her death, the cruelty, the abuse, the inhumanity, has inflicted a level of trauma and sorrow that words can scarcely convey. Maddie was more than a victim. She was a daughter, a granddaughter, a cousin, a niece, and a cherished soul in our close-knit and loving family. To know her was to love her. Her spirit, her kindness, and her light remained with us, even though her life was so brutally taken. She was not only murdered, she was discarded like she was nothing, thrown into the wilderness. That image haunts our minds and wounds our hearts every day. Our grief has been compounded by the public scrutiny and the cruelty of strangers who speculate and judge without knowing the depth of our loss or the strength of our bond. We are a large family rooted in love, faith, and mutual support, and this tragedy has shaken us to our core, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Many of us suffer sleepless nights, constant anxiety, and depression. The trauma has left scars that will last a lifetime. We turn to God for comfort, and we trust that divine justice will ultimately be done. But we also place our faith in this court to uphold what is just and right. Maddie deserves that. Our family deserves that. We beg you to consider the profound impact this crime has had, not just on one individual, but on an entire family and community. Please ensure that the individual who committed this horrifying act is held fully accountable. Justice for Maddie cannot bring her back, but it can ensure that her life and her death are not dismissed or dishonored. Let there be no leniency for this cruelty. Let there be no question about the value of her life. Let justice be done. Sincerely, Jimena, please, on behalf of the Zambrano family.
Ma'am, can you tell the court your name?
My name is Letizia Nunez. I was Madeline's aunt.
Can you spell your first and last name for the report?
L-E-T-I-Z-I-A. Last name Nunez. N-U-N-E-Z. To Maddie. When I was 7 years old, a beautiful newborn baby was brought into our lives. And I remember being so excited because I was going to be an aunt. You gave me a sense of responsibility from such a young age because I wanted nothing more at that time than to help take care of you, play with you, and overall just make you a happy baby. You're truly missed every single day. I miss your laugh. I miss your smile. I miss your big, beautiful blue eyes. I miss doing the little things like picking you up from school, helping you with your homework, even though we both hated doing that. I just miss you and your presence. But that, unfortunately, was taken from us. I have so much hatred in my heart, specifically for the creature that's sitting in this room today. And no matter what happens or what justice could be brought, it kills me that it doesn't bring me back. I would give up my life if it meant having you here with us. Even though I was your aunt, you always felt much more like a little sister to me. Doing your hair for the father-daughter dances that my dad would take you to, letting you pick out clothes for my closet, doing your makeup and making sure it was very light because your natural beauty was worth more than any makeup product money could buy. I just miss you every single day, and it's left a hole in my heart from the day you've been gone. Your innocence was taken from you, and since clearly that wasn't enough for a certain someone, so was your life. You were the bravest little girl I've ever met, full of love, light, laughter, and as any positive thing I could think of, you were all of those things. I'm so blessed to have spent 13 years with someone so wonderful, and you're going to live on through all of us. Not because of what happened to you, because that didn't define who you were. I'm going to make sure my future kids know who you are, and make sure my grandkids know who you are, and so on. Today I sit here before everyone, and all I can say is that despite what anyone thinks they know, you were so loved by each and every one of your family members, and I know you felt you left this world knowing that. I know it would pain you to see what people have to say about your loved ones, but I think, but what I think of it all is that, and what I'd want you to think up in heaven is that it's all just noise. And I find comfort in the fact that we, your family, know you were beyond loved and beyond cared for. I'm so sorry we found out too late. But despite everything that was happening to you behind closed doors, you still remained one of the happiest human beings I've ever met. Someone who loved us deeply and made us all smile. Trying to find light in this horrible situation is very difficult, but one thing I am grateful for is that your last day on this earth was everything you wanted and more. You got the birthday you asked for. Your best friends were able to be with you. We cooked the food you specifically asked for. And overall, I have the memory of sitting outside by my pool looking at you and your friends and just thinking, I'm so glad she's having a great time. And look at how grown up she is. How she's blossoming into such an amazing young woman. I could go on forever, but I just want to leave this here by saying I love you so much. And I miss you endlessly. Everything I do from now on, any accomplishments, any decisions I make, anything that happens in my life, I'm going to do it for you and in your honor. I love you, Madeline Sophia Soto, and I hope you're resting peacefully now.
Tell the court your name and then spell your first and last name for the court reporter.
Natalie Rosero, N-A-T-H-A-L-I-E. Thank you, Your Honor, for for having me here today. I've known the family for over 15 years. I am best friends with Maddie's aunt and was roommates with Maddie and her mom during the time her life was ended. All of our kids are the same age, so we always try to keep them united and spend as many holidays together. I have years worth of beautiful pictures, birthdays, Christmas, and Easters we all spent together. Those are the moments I tried to hold on to as I stand here today. I'm here to express what the past year and a half has been like in my experience. From the moment we found out that Maddie went missing, life has never been the same. Those first 48 hours we set out to look for her, we spread flowers, went knocking on door to door, going to every business on John Young Parkway from Kissimmee to Sand Lake, asking for the public's help. All while seeing my best friend and her family have emotional breakdowns, feeling completely helpless and terrified for Maddie, thinking how could anyone just take her? It turns out we spent almost 3 days looking in the wrong location because Stefan lied to us about where he last saw her. Your Honor, that's the first time in my life I've ever felt true hate for anyone. The following days were filled with more sadness and distraught. We went from searching for a missing person to looking for a body. I had been searching for her as if my son was missing, so it was very difficult to accept that. We spent the rest of the week canvassing St. Cloud until they eventually found her body. Although there was a moment of relief that at least her body was found, that was the last sense of relief I've felt since that day. I was confident I had the power of discernment, but I couldn't even see the evil living in the same house. As details of the sexual abuse and her death came to light, you start to question everything. I even questioned my own faith. Having a full night's sleep became a luxury I could not afford. I was too anxious to sleep, constantly wanting to wake up from a nightmare. It wasn't until I started wishing death on him that I realized I needed help. I started going to therapy to try to deal with the grief and anger of losing Maddie the way we did. I also had to navigate my son's emotions as he finds out the cruelty that exists in this world. Holidays are not the same. The void is loud. It's hard to trust people. I am very guarded. I am hoping that when everything here is said and done, there can be some type of closure, even though Maddie's life can never be replaced. That is the only reason I am here today. As decisions are made, please keep in mind that she wasn't even my child, and I feel this way. I cannot imagine the pain, trauma, and deception that Maddie's family has experienced. I do not wish this pain and suffering on any other child or family. Thank you, Your Honor.
Stephanie online would like to address the court.
Good
We're joined by an online presence. Stephanie, you may unmute your microphone and let the court know how this has affected your family and yourself.
Can you tell the court your first and last name and spell them, please?
I can see that her microphone is still muted.
Can you hear me, Judge?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, hi. I'm sorry. To the court. Maddie brought a light into... Maddie brought a light into my life that I would never be able to describe. With her outgoing personality and her infectious smile, her infectious laugh. She was so kind-hearted, adventurous, and loving. Now that she's gone, everything's changed. The silence where her laughter used to be is deafening. The hole in my heart is bottomless, and the pain is indescribable. My family's life has been shattered. What we've endured and what we will continue to endure for the rest of our lives is a kind of pain that I do not wish on anyone. No family should have to lose a loved one in this horrible manner. Especially at such a young age, her life was taken. Her future, I should say, never see her fall in love, get married, or build a future that she deserved. With her, this while in her,
appears the connection is no longer established.
You return it. I can finish reading it, Judge.
Please rejoin.
I'm so sorry. I'm not in a good place with connection. I apologize.
You may continue. We can hear you.
This vile and heartless crime has not only affected and traumatized my family, but so many other families as well. It has also impacted her friends, all of those who knew her, as well as the whole community. There are nights where I can't sleep, nights where I wake up gasping for air, haunted by what Maddie must have gone through. I am consumed by grief. I carry such an anger that it eats away at me on a daily basis. A depression I never thought was possible. The emptiness touches every moment of every day. And everywhere I look, I see her. I hear her laugh in my memories, and then I remember she's gone, and it destroys me all over again. And to know what Maddie went through and how terrified she must have been is unbearable. The thought of her suffering haunts me. The cruelty of what was done to her will never stop echoing in my mind. I asked the court for something that I know I could never really have, justice. Because real justice would mean that Maddie would be here with us and not you. You still get to wake up every day, something you cruelly stole from her and from us. The way you discarded Maddie as if she was nothing and her life had no value is a true reflection of your evil. The suffering you caused her should be given back to you tenfold. You do not deserve peace. You do not deserve mercy. You deserve to carry the weight of her pain every single day, just how we will carry it for the rest of our lives. And let me be perfectly clear. Where you go after this life will not be where Maddie is. She is in a place of peace surrounded by love. You, on the other hand, will never know peace. You will never see her again. You're not going where she is going. You're going to hell. Thank you, court.
And Stephanie, can you tell the court your first and last name, please?
Stephanie Soto.
Thank you.
Stephanie Soto, did you get it? I'm sorry.
Ms. Soto, we can hear you. Thank you for your statement.
Thank you.
Can you tell the court your first and last name and spell?
Kimberly Vialta. Your Honor, I stand here today to give you a little insight of how loved and how losing Maddie has destroyed my family. Although Maddie was not my blood, I considered her my family. And I loved her like my own niece. Maddie was a kind and bubbly child. And was growing up to be the most amazing young lady. She loved arts and crafts, Taylor Swift, and sour gummy candy. I had the honor and privilege of spending many holidays and special occasions with Maddie over the years, and I will cherish those memories forever. I do not have joy or happiness left in me because this monster took that away from us. When he killed Maddie, every day I feel like life is not worth living anymore because such a heinous evil exists in this world. There is not a day that goes by where I do not think about all the pain and suffering that Maddie endured. This monster took advantage of her trust and her innocence. This parasite robbed us of every moment we could have had with Maddie, and our lives will never be the same. A life sentence is not punishment enough for what he did to Maddie. However, it gives me comfort to know that he will spend the rest of his miserable life in prison. I hope he lives a long and healthy life so he suffers every single day. Therefore, I ask the court to not take any mercy on this poor excuse of a human when imposing his sentence because he does not deserve it. Thank you, Your Honor.
Can you let the court know your names?
My name is Tyler Wallace.
Tatiana Wallace.
And Tyler, what's your relationship to Madeline Soto?
Madeline Soto was my daughter.
Go ahead.
Madeline Soto was my daughter. She was happiness. She was a joy to be around. She was quirky and intelligent. She was curious. A little forgetful like me, too. That happens sometimes. But I just loved her so much. And I was not able to be in her life as much as I would like to due to circumstances and choices I've made, due to the way finances worked. I was strained in my relationship with my daughter, and that was finally getting better. The last time I saw her was in October of 2023, and she had come to visit for a few days. And when I took her back to the airport, I said, you know, you're turning 13 soon. When you turn 13, you have a choice of which guardian you're interested in staying with. Would you like to stay with me and Tati? And she said, yes, that she would. And so I was this close to having my little girl, sir. Because of the actions of this depraved man, I will never meet the woman she was becoming. And I can't grasp it. I can't grasp the selfishness of you, the deplorability of your actions. You're depraved. You're weak. You're a coward. You're a sneak thief. You crept into a family and took advantage and exploited them when they were weak. It's torn my family apart. It's led to arguments about who can go where and who can get what and who can help who, but we're all on edge because it doesn't heal with time. This isn't like other deaths that I've experienced. This just gets worse. It just gets worse every time I rethink about it and the true horror of what this man visited upon her. And I can only hope that he lives a long time in prison and has those same horrors revisited upon him by his fellow inmates. Thank you.
The state has no further witnesses.
Thank you.
Defense, any input prior to sentencing? You have additional input?
Can you please tell the court your name?
Okay, my name is Leslie Vajalta.
And how are you related to?
I'm a close friend of Maddie's family. Most people only know Maddie as the victim of a heinous crime, but I'd like to talk about Maddie today, and I'd like to share some things that I really loved about her. I loved how fearless Maddie was. She was an amazing swimmer. She was a fast learner. The moment she set her mind to something, she did it. That's how she was about everything. She dove into everything headfirst, and she was so resilient. She had the most beautiful smile. It lit up our entire life. Every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, I was so excited to see her, to talk to her about her life. She was so curious. She was so smart. She could sing. She loved to perform for us. Maddie enjoyed watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Bob's Burgers. She even dressed up as Louise one year for Halloween. And I loved her witty, outspoken personality. She's so funny. And that's how I want everyone to leave here, thinking about her, remembering her. She lost a lot of privacy towards the end of her life. And I want her to be remembered by her amazing qualities, not the abuse she endured and the exploitation she endured by her abuser. There's not one second of my life that I don't think about Maddie. I'll forever celebrate her in my heart and out loud. Maddie was too good for the world, but she did not deserve any of this. Ever since she's been gone, our family, our joy, everything is destroyed. No one smiles anymore. No one laughs. Most days I can't even leave my house. I feel like I can't breathe. And I'm not even her blood relative. I was just so lucky to be a part of life. He took Maddie away from us. He took away her whole childhood. He took away all her potential that we saw in her. And he took everything from us. And now it's time for him to reap what he sows. This disgusting parasite stole Maddie's youth, her innocence, her life, her joy. He has stolen her sense of safety. I can't sleep. Every time I close my eyes, I see his disgusting face. I can imagine what he did to her. I know every detail. I've read everything. I will never bring children into this world because of people like him, depraved, disgusting maggots just like him. He's not the only one. May God forgive him because I definitely do not. I please ask the court to prosecute him to the fullest extent. Show no mercy, exactly how he did Maddie. Justice for Maddie. Thank you.
Hey.
Nothing further.
Thank you. That's any input for our person.
Yes, Your Honor. We would like to thank the State Attorney's Office for sparing Mr. Stearns' life, and we do sincerely hope that this will bring closure and help to start the healing process for Ms. Soze.
Court has accepted Mr. Stearns' plea of no contest to the first-degree premeditated murder of Madeline Soto and his plea of guilty to 8 counts of sexual battery on Madeline Soto under the age of 12, sexual battery upon Madeline Soto between the ages of 12 and 18 in a familial custodial role and lewd or lascivious molestation, counts 14 through 20. state, do you have an announcement as to the notice of intent to seek the penalty of death?
Your Honor, we will waive the notice of intent to seek death. We will file an electronic null pros for counts 21 through 60. And we are also asking that you inquire about waiving a PSI, just in abundance of caution.
Based on the announcement from the state of Florida, the maximum potential sentence in these cases is life in prison without the possibility of parole, as the notice of intent to seek the penalty of death has been waived. Ms. Smith, as to 2024 CF 632, is there a waiver of an entitlement to a pre-sentence investigation?
Yes, Judge.
Ms. Gordon, as to the remaining case, 2024 CF 1293, is there a waiver of entitlement to a pre-sentence investigation?
Yes, he is not entitled to a PSI on this.
Thank you. The court has had an opportunity to hear the anguish and the fury of shattered families. Everyone in the gallery has had an opportunity to hear the anguish and the fury of community mourning and permanently diminished. Folks joining us around the state and the country remotely have heard the opportunity to hear the anguish and fury of a meaningful future that was stolen, and a beautiful promise of Madeline Soto's life extinguished permanently. Stephen Stearns, you have had the opportunity to hear that anguish and fury from your actions. As to first-degree premeditated murder of Madeline Soto, you are adjudicated guilty and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. As to the capital sexual battery of Madeline Soto while she was under the age of 12, for each count, you are sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. For the sexual battery of Madeline Soto between the ages of 12 and 18, you are adjudicated guilty and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. For the lewd and lascivious molestation of Madeline Soto, you are sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. These sentences will run concurrently, meaning at the same time. The state of Florida has withdrawn their notice of intent to seek the penalty of death. These are the maximum sentences permitted to the court. Each case will have court costs that will be reduced to a civil judgment.
CF 632, court costs are $11,163. As to 24 CF 1293, $666.
The court incorporates the addendum to the plea form as to each plea in 2024 CF 632 and 2024 CF 1293. It's not announced. You are adjudicated guilty as counts 1 through 8, 24, CF 632. State any further sentencing considerations?
Yes, Your Honor. With regards to count 14 through count 20 and 24 CF 632, the court sentenced to life in prison. There is a 25-year minimum mandatory with that as well. The state also provided the court with a score sheet which encompasses counts 9 through 20. It includes penetration and contact points as well. A copy of that has been provided to defense as well and the court. I haven't been made aware of any corrections or additions or subtractions.
I do not have a copy of the school sheet.
Should be with the plea form, Your Honor.
It's not. I'm going to need a copy of the score sheet, please. Ms. Smith, Ms. Borden, the total sentence points pursuant to the Criminal Punishment Code score sheet are 1,278 with a lowest permissible prison sentence in months of 937.5 months. That does include sexual penetration points of 80 times 5 and sex contact points of 40 times 7. Any errors, corrections, or omissions to the score sheet? Ms. Smith?
No.
Ms. Borden?
None, Your Honor.
A 25-year minimum mandatory sentence as to the counts requiring a minimum mandatory sentence are imposed. Mr. Stearns, you will have the right to appeal the judgment and sentences of the court. If you wish to do so, you must do so in writing within the next 30 days. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you. The appeal will be limited to the jurisdiction of the court to impose the sentence and the legality of the sentence itself as a condition of your agreement with the state of Florida. You are agreeing not to appeal the pretrial rulings of the court. State, anything else? That's anything else? Thank you. Let's place Mr. Stearns under, he's been previously placed under oath.
Yes, Your Honor, I would like to make a brief statement. I agree that it's not fair that Madeline is not here anymore. I still have a hard time contemplating a world where she's not around. A world which feels less vibrant and less colorful than it did before. I've prayed to God countless times to trade places with her, to take me instead. And unfortunately, that's just not how he works. I have nothing but sorrow for her loss, and I miss her all the time. Her passing has torn me and my family apart as well. And she truly was a joy. I pray to God that she is in heaven and that he's taking good care of her. And I hope she gets to join the choir because she had a beautiful voice. I will miss her all the time. I will never not honor her memory. And I apologize for all the pain.
Anything further, defense? Conclude our plea and sentencing hearing. We'll be in recess.
Yeah.
He's coming up. Sorry for the delay. Get started in about 5 minutes.
Not a problem, Judge. Thank you.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at LegendsWithAZ.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.